You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So check it out, guys. It's me, Russell, and you're listening to Culturally Canceled. Before we get into this episode, I want to let you guys know that I got shows coming up in case you want to see me live. July 9th to 11th, I'll be in Ontario, California at the Improv, the Ontario Improv. That's Ontario, California. I know I'm from Ontario, Canada, and I didn't want people to get too excited because I would love to be home and perform, but I can't because we're not open yet. July 15th to July 17th, I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina at the Raleigh Improv. It's my first time there, so I'm excited about it. And if you're planning a little farther ahead, from August 5th to August 7th, I'll be in Oklahoma at the Bricktown Comedy Club. Never been to Oklahoma yet, and I'm excited about it. I skipped something. I'll also be from July 22nd to July 24th. I'll be in San Jose, California at the San Jose Improv. Haven't been there in many years, and I'm really excited about that as well. August 12th to August 14th, I'll be in Liberty Township in Ohio at the Funny Bone. That's just outside of Cincinnati. A great room, great club. Great people. I had a great time when I was there last time. I'll probably end up at Dave Chappelle's place. So, you know, Dave lives out there and he always hits me. Hey, man, I heard you in Ohio. So August 19th to the 22nd, I'll be in San Diego at the American Comedy Company. August 27th and 28th, I'll be in West Palm Beach at the West Palm Beach Improv, I believe. That's in Florida. And then on September 17th, I'll be doing a very special show in Abu Dhabi at the Etihad Arena. It will be the first show in that arena, and I will be that first show. There's always more shows being added, so please keep checking RussellPeters.com for updates. And I thank you for listening to me. Hey, guys, it's me, Russell Peters. Welcome to this episode of Culturally Canceled. So this is the episode where I'm going over viewer emails, voicemails, and requests and questions or whatever, what have you. And sitting beside me on this episode, reading stuff with me, is my woman, the love of my life, my fiance. We already call each other wife, but we're getting married. This time I'm actually getting married to this one. I know, fifth time's a charm, guys. Anyway, babe, say hi. Oh, she's got a big piece of watermelon in her mouth.
Hi.
That's her. That's what she sounds like with watermelon in her mouth. You need to talk into the mic, though, okay, babe? Okay. Pretend you're alone with me, and but don't put it in your mouth.
Got it. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Good. Crunch, crunch, crunch. All right, so let's see what happens. What do you guys? Let's just get into this. What do you think? All right, so should I read this one first? Courtney's here with us too, by the way, our trustworthy producer.
Yes. yeah, you can read. We have an email question first that was sent.
Okay. This one here?
Via email, yeah.
And also, I want to give a happy birthday to White Clay, who's sitting here with us. White Clay. We call him White Clay because he's. We have the cameramen that go on the road with us, and that's there's three white guys, three bald white guys, and they all look the same. There was Q, Clay, and R.I.P. Lane. Lane was kind of like the heart of it all, and now we're just stuck with these two fucking duds. But
oh, Clay.
But anyway, it's White Clay's birthday. We call him White Clay because my brother is Clay as well. So we have to differentiate between which Clay we're talking to. White or non-white?
Sounds like a fancy spa mask a little bit. White clay.
Can I get the clay. White clay?
Yeah. This added beer to it.
Yeah.
And he too has an Asian woman. So, yeah. Anyway, here we go. Emailed question is from a girl named Monica. It says, "Hi, I'm Monica. I'm reading it. I understand something. I'm reading this the way it's written. So don't judge me if there's any spelling mistakes or whatever. Hi, I'm Monica, and I'm writing from Italy. I've known you as comedian, only for a few months, and I love a lot you being politically incorrect and your way of interacting with your public." Good thing she put that L in there, because you see the way I interact with my pubic. "But you even explain your 2 years' experience in what you call the retard school."
Oh, wow.
I did actually say those words before. So, my question is, does it still hurt you to think about that experience? I was never hurt by that experience at all. And what are your feelings about the teachers that sent you to another school? I mean, listen, that school at the time, that's what we called it. Obviously, we don't call that now anymore. We don't call it that. We're living a different time. That was the 80s. You know what I mean? We're talking over 30-something years ago, so... No, the teachers that sent me to that school, I'm happy I got sent to that school. That school actually changed my life. It was a much better place for me to be. I never got bullied in that place. I got more better attention in that school from teachers, and they focused more on what your strengths were. And me being a social person, they kind of focused on that. So, Monica, in Italy, that is the answer to your question.
What was the first school like for anybody who doesn't know? In contrast, what was your first school like?
My first high school was just a regular high school.
Okay.
You know, regular academic high school, and I got bullied every day for 2 years, 9th and 10th grade. Left school crying a lot. Like more, I left school crying more than I left school without crying. So, and then when I changed schools, I was going to the tougher school where the more badass kids were, and that's why I started boxing, because I was like, I'm not gonna get bullied here too. I'm not changing one situation to keep the same situation. So. I toughened up a little bit.
Is the school system in Canada the same as it is here? Was it just like a difference in public schools?
Oh, is the school system in Canada? No, it's different than America because we teach you about the rest of the world and geography, and we can actually find ourselves on a fucking map. But, you know, that's neither here nor there, guys. I digress. I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for that. Well, fuck it. That's your problem, not mine. If you're offended, you saw the truth in it.
They know.
Babe, you went to American school.
I did.
But you went to like a hood school, didn't you?
No, I was in Catholic school.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
From kindergarten to 9th grade. Or 8th grade, 8th grade.
Yeah, I was in Catholic school from kindergarten to 8th grade as well, 9 years.
Yeah, and then... Yeah.
But there was no nuns in our school.
No, there were several in ours. And they were
weird
horrible.
To me. Really?
Horrible.
Yeah, no, we didn't have any nuns in our school. It was Catholic school, but it wasn't like nunny.
No,
or
we
priest-y.
Had nuns everywhere.
I mean, we would go to church in school, like whenever we would go. And I remember the one priest, I think his name was Father Tobin. This motherfucker was pink all the time because he was an alcoholic. You just knew he was. Even as a kid, I go, something's wrong with that guy. Because he was always smiling and he was always fucking rosy. He was just, wintertime, the guy was rosy. We even had a...
He's with the altar boys a lot.
You know, whatever it was, whatever he was doing. I don't know anybody from that era that got touched. I mean, they might have. I don't know. I mean, you know, who knows what was happening. Nobody's going, hey, man, I got fucked by the priest. Remember him? You know, nobody's really releasing the information like that. So.
Fuck his head up there.
So, you know, I don't know that happened at my church. But, you know, since I don't go to church anymore anyway, I don't really give a shit what happens in the church.
Yeah, makes sense.
What else we got?
All right, we can move on to the next question. All right, our first voicemail is from DJ Noise from Copenhagen.
Okay.
Russell, this is DJ Noise calling from Copenhagen, Denmark. I have one question. paddle style, regular style, two turntables to the left, two turntables to the right. Which side do you prefer, and which is your strongest hand for scratching? Thank you for answering.
First of all, DJ Noise is a legend. That's really fucking dope that he called in. For those that don't know, if I'm not mistaken, DJ Noise is the guy who was in the DMC competition in the 90s who did sentences when he was battling people. He would break, like, he would have the records set up and he would just drop the needle in it and he would make sentences like, "You whack motherfuckers," and he would kill it. He was so dope. I remember watching him. So if that is the same DJ Noise, that's, first of all, amazing. Secondly, I like my shit set up battle style, and my right hand is strong for scratching. And because my right hand's dominant, I use also my right hand on the fader for crabbing and chirping and flaring and all that stuff. So I use my left hand on that side. So yeah, I can do both hands, but if you want the more intricate cuts, I got to go with the right hand for the fader. And then I can also, you know, but you know, he's a DJ. He understands what I'm talking about. But DJ Noise, that guy was fucking dope, dude. He changed the game in the DJ world a lot. And I'm pretty sure he may not know that I'm aware that he did that. I remember doing a show in Copenhagen in 1997, I think. And I met DJ Nut when I was out there. Wow. His name was DJ Nut. His name was DJ Nut, but his real name is Knud. It's K-N-U-D, but he called himself DJ Nut. Knud. And I was like, "Aren't you the guy?" He goes, "No, that was DJ Noise." And I was like, because he was also in the same battle. But he was also really dope. There was actually some really dope DJs out of Copenhagen.
Yeah.
How about that?
When did you go? So you went and you saw that live?
No, I saw it on video back in the day. Okay. I remember seeing that. I remember when I watched that battle. We should actually pull up a clip. Fucking Eddie. well, can we interject these clips in even if I just say it?
Yeah.
Let me pull it up on my phone. Make sure it exists. And we're doing this for you, Noise. Yeah, DJ Noise, Denmark world champion. That's right.
Yo, you ready? Do your thing. From Denmark, y'all. My man, they call it DJ Noise.
Give it up.
Come on, you hard rocker, who's rocking your butt?
So check me out as I flip this in track, kid.
Come on, you hard rocker, who's rocking your butt?
So check me out.
And everybody, check him out.
So check me out.
And everybody, check him out.
Check me out.
Check him out.
Check me out.
Check him out.
So check me out.
And everybody, check him out.
Mad Noise.
He's on the cut.
Mad Noise.
He's on the cut.
Mad Noise.
He's on the cut.
Then all competition gets dusty. Then all competition gets dusty.
Wanna test me for all that this shit don't impress me. It's just a phase and you know damn well that you'll fall off in a minute, cause that shit don't sell.
Cause that's not hip hop, that's a fashion show. I'll tell you.
Take a look at yourself, take a look at yourself, take one big look, take a look at yourself.
Look at that shit, it's a motherfucking ridiculous.
Take a look at yourself, take a look at yourself.
Look at that shit, it's a motherfucking ridiculous.
Take a look at yourself, take a look at yourself.
It's just so ridiculous.
That's so dope.
That kind of really sounds like me when I'm crabbing.
No, it sounds exactly like you, babe. she's determined. She keeps getting on the tables now, and she wants to learn how to crab scratch. But I'm like, well, you need to learn how to control the record and the fader, too, at the same time. But she's getting there. You know, she's Filipino, so she's got like a little edge because all the top DJs have always been Filipino. So
you have an advantage.
Yes, you have an advantage.
It's in my DNA.
Yeah, I'm in her DNA as well.
This whole episode is just going to be one big
sexual.
I wanted to say sexual innuendo, but it's not really.
Yeah, no, she won't let me put it in innuendo.
No, not at all.
Not yet.
There you go. That was one.
But her goal is to learn how to do it really well, by the time we get married, so she could do it at the wedding.
I will.
She will too.
I will.
That's such a good goal.
I'm trying to figure out which hand is stronger for scratching, if my right or my.
I think it's going to be your right hand for control.
I think so too.
Yeah, because this one, this all you need is the control, the record with this one's back and forth and slow it down. But this is where all the action is on the fader.
Well, the thing is that he was teaching me one way, and then Cash was teaching me another.
DJ Cash Money was teaching her, which is probably a much better DJ, teacher and DJ than I'll ever
fucking be. He was teaching me the basics. Because he was telling me to look on the computer, or whatever that thing is. And he was telling me to look at the record.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he was yelling at me for looking at the computer. Why do you look at the computer? I go, it's fucking force of habit now. Why don't you look at the record? I used to. I don't need to anymore. There's nothing happening here. He goes, follow that line. I go, I know how to do that, but I'm just like lazy now. You know, I don't use my headphones. I'm just like, oh, look, I'll read the WAV file. WAV.
Well, I don't even know how to do that.
Well, DJ Noise, if you call us and leave us another question, you should also recommend what side Allie should favor or what your advice would be. That would be great.
He's a double-handed guy, though. So he's one of those guys. He's ambidextrous.
Okay. Maybe you started with one. I don't know.
Also, DJ Noise, email me some goddamn mixtapes, would you? Some shit you did. Even from the 90s. I'll take all that. Yeah. Send us a DM with an email, and then I'll DM you back my email.
He's like, we'll just going to ask a question, and now I've got to spend all
this
stuff.
Become the DJ Noise episode.
Yep.
This summer, I am busy. I'm traveling and doing shows and getting on way too many airplanes. Like a lot of you, I'm on the move. And if you're making moves too, here's my advice. Take your Raycons with you. Whether you're listening to an episode of Culturally Canceled, which I hope you are, or Lord Finesse's Motown State of Mind album, which I hope you are, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears will make the difference. You get a crisp, powerful sound at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips, just the tip, just to see how it feels, included for a comfortable in-ear fit. I have a pair of blue Raycons, and Allie, she has a pair of black because she's classic and funky, and she only used today black eyes. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go. With quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case, it's really easy to toss my Raycons in my carry-on with their charging case so I don't have to worry about losing the charge when I'm on a plane. And that's when I really rely on them. So if you want in on this action, listen up. Raycons offering 15% off all their products for my listeners. And here's what you got to do to get in. Go to buyraycon.com. That's buyraycon.com/Peters. There you'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order, and it's such a good deal, you'll want to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com. That's buyraycon.com/Peters. buyraycon.com/Peters. All right, there have been plenty of things that have kept me up at night in the past. Worries, fears, being a little too busy to sleep, if you know what I mean. Hey, yo. But now that I have a Helix mattress, I know that my mattress is never what's keeping me awake at night. There's no that squeaky sound. Well, there might be, but that's just the headboard. Am I right, guys? Come on. Anyway, Helix has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. And if you have a partner who's sharing your bed, which I do, you can actually take the quiz as a couple so that both of your needs are considered. Helix has soft, medium, and firm mattresses, and they even have mattresses that are great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. Trust me, I'm a sweaty-ass brown man. They also have a Helix Plus mattress for plus-size sleepers, so trust me, they've got you covered. If you're a big fella or lady, we got you. And if you're a big couple, even better. I say the more the merrier, and bring it on. I took the Helix quiz, and I was matched with the Midnight Lux mattress because I tend to sleep on my side at night. This particular mattress has pressure point relief for my hips and my shoulders so I don't wake up sore. I have giant shoulders, so I'm a very massive man. And my hips and my knees do take a beating sometimes. Well, used to. Let me tell you something. This mattress is a dream, and it's a dream I want for you too. So do yourself a favor and take the quiz because Helix will find a mattress that's exactly right for you, just like they did for me. And once you order your mattress, Helix will ship it right to your door for free. They even have a 10-year warranty, so you can try it out for 100 nights risk-free. And they'll pick it up for if you don't love it, but I'm pretty sure you will. Helix is awesome, but don't take my word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020, and that's by GQ Magazine and Wired Magazine. Trust me. And 2020 is the year where everybody really found out what kind of mattress they had because you spent more time on it than you ever did before that. So just go to helixsleep.com/Peters, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/Peters. That's helixsleep.com/Peters for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows. Sleep well, my friends.
All right. Next question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Russ? It's your it's Louis Zamudio. I know I always hear you talking about hip hop and how much you love it and everything. My question was, if you were to make a Mount Rushmore of all of the people that represent hip hop, who would you put on it?
That's an interesting question.
Well, because Mount Rushmore has how many heads on it? 4?
4.
By the way, that's fucking Eddie's little brother. Just in case you guys are wondering who Louis Zamudio is, that's... I call him Desnudio because he shaved his head and his head's bald now. So it's naked. So he's Desnudez. Well, to answer your question, Desnudio, since there's 4 heads on Mount Rushmore, you would have to give... that sounds terrible. You'd have to give 1 head per element of hip-hop.
Okay.
Because people go, who's your Mount Rushmore of hip-hop? Well, that is that MCs or what? So I'm going to go with break it down to the 4 elements of hip-hop. So Crazy Legs would be on the Mount Rushmore for sure. Then I would put either Melly Mel or Grandmaster Caz up there. Then I would put, I guess, Grand Wizard Theodore up there. And then any one of the top graffiti writers. I mean, it would be, you know, Dondi or Lee Quinones, any one of those guys. You know, that's Phase 2. There's so many dope graffiti artists. You got to put... So I don't know enough about the graffiti world to choose who would be the best guy. But I also, people have been like, well, what about Kool Herc? Yeah, I mean, Kool Herc has to be up there too. But, you know, Kool Herc created the soundtrack to hip hop, you know, but, you know, Crazy Legs was part of the development of the dance that goes with hip hop. And then, you know, and Melly Mel was part of the voice that went with hip hop. So, yeah, I would have to go Crazy Legs, Melly Mel, Grand Wizard Theodore, because he invented scratching. And then any one of the graph guys, Dondi, Phase 2, Lee Quinones.
Wow, that's like, I mean, we kind of got into, everyone was talking about their hip-hop Mount Rushmores and comedy Mount Rushmores in your episode with Big Daddy Kane, but nobody gave an answer like that, that broke it down into the 4 elements.
Yeah, because that's what hip-hop is. It's not, you know, rapping is one of the elements. That's only one of the elements. There's still 3 other elements you got to deal with. And I'm taking it back to the essence. I'm not taking it back to like who was the best at it in the long run. But that's how I would do it. I mean, it's kind of like they put those 4 precedents up there. That doesn't mean they were the best. They were just the ones that, you know, they're the roots.
They're the easiest to carve.
Yeah, probably.
All right, ready for the next one?
Let's go.
Okay, this question is from Alvin.
Alvin!
Hello, my name is Alvin Gavino. I just want to ask Russell Peters, how did COVID impacted him? Did the lockdowns affect him financially? Did the virus reach anyone in his family? And does he believe in the vaccine?
All right, Alvin, you nosy fucker. well, Alvin, the COVID affected me financially. It kicked my ass. And I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not too like proud where I'm like, oh no, guys, I was so secure. I was not financially secure. I made a lot of money in my life, generated a lot of money in my life. That doesn't mean I had a lot of money. It's because you generate a lot of money doesn't mean you got that money. You know what I mean? I think people misunderstand that whole world of, oh, look, he made $25 million this year. No, the fuck I didn't. I generated $25 million. Let's just say there was this amount, $25 million. You immediately cut that in half to 12.5. That's the government taking $12.5 million from you. And then you've got your agents, your managers. That's 30% already. Your accountant, that's another 5%. So you're talking 35%, again, is being taken off the top, not of what you got. So, you know, after you see $25 million, you can be sure that the guy maybe got 7 if he's lucky. Mm. And even that I didn't get. So, you know, it doesn't matter. It was never motivated by money to begin with. So just to even generate that number is exciting for me. But anyway, yeah, I was doing a lot of dumb things with my money. I was living like a fucking rapper for no reason. I was, you know. And that's how I know she loves me. She came in when I was broke. And loved me just the same, if not better than anyone else has ever loved me. So, you know, it ended certain situations and created a new one. That's fantastic. And I was going broke, buddy. Alvin, it was rough on me. And, you know, I had friends get COVID. Nobody died from it that I knew. Well, a friend of mine, sadly, one of my security guys, he lost a lot of members of his family. I think he lost, what did Tori lose? His father? His father, brother, and sister, all within like a month of each other.
All from COVID?
All from COVID. But they were all big, big people who had pre-existing conditions. But it's horrible because he's such a sweet guy. Like, we know him. He's family to us. And so, you know,
supposedly COVID.
Okay. Well, if you met them, you would know. Yeah, probably. It would have been COVID for these guys.
You think so?
They were big, big people. Oh. Physically.
You say that because it's like of the, well, elaborate.
I just believe that they
fudge the numbers a little bit.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, you know, anyone that died, they mark it COVID, even if it was.
Well, if you died during that time, like, you know, when my buddy Rap passed away last year, he died from cirrhosis of the liver and he had liver cancer, but they put COVID related because they gave him a COVID test. So if they give you a COVID test and you're on your deathbed, it doesn't need to come back positive or negative. They can put COVID related now. Because it is inconclusive. Mm. So the hospital will get the money and they can, you know. But that's, you know, that's a year and a bit ago. We got to move on from there. And now we're in a whole different world. We're back, almost back to normal, so to speak. So thanks, Alvin. He's probably one of your people, babe.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
Well, I'm a nurse.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a piggyback question to that that's a little more fun. So you both met during COVID, is that right? Or was it before?
We had met before, but okay. It was like, hey. Yeah.
Stalked me.
Yeah. I was like, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you too. And it was about it. It wasn't like, and I was in a relationship, so I was like, meh, I'm not going to recomplicate my life and, continue to that same behavior. So I was like, I just kind of left it alone. And she lived her life, and she was like, he's got a girl, so I'm leaving him alone. Yeah, Piper, you want to be on the fucking podcast, too? Piper, what do you want?
I left it alone, came back later.
Yeah. And then she came over. I was single.
Mm-hmm.
And she came over.
I actually had a client that was looking for a house to buy in his neighborhood.
Okay.
And then I contacted him. Then I came over.
Yeah. She said, hey, by the way, I got my niece with me. Do you have your daughter? And I said, yeah. And she said, oh, well, maybe they can play.
So a play date.
It came over for a play date. And didn't we play? No, we. I was.
Not immediately.
Yeah.
I was also not. I was coming out of something. So I had PTSD. And I was like, I don't want to. fuck this. I was like, I don't. I think you're cute and everything, but I'm not trying to. And she was, we just hung out. And it just kind of happened. It happened when it happens when you're not expecting it to happen. Even the first time we did it, I didn't want to do it. I really didn't. I was like, isn't that true? I was trying to talk her out of it. She was staying over and I go, she's in bed and I go, and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do this, man. And so she's laying in bed and I go, I don't wear condoms. So if that doesn't work for you, it's cool. We don't need to do anything. She's like, just get in bed. And I'm like, I'm like trying to just get in fucking bed. And I'm like, I'm not ready for this. I was like, I'm not ready for this.
This is a preview of Russell's vows for anyone.
Proposal.
Another proposal. I was going down on it when I proposed. I would literally pop my head up and say nice things and go back to work.
Wow.
Am I lying?
No.
I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I've met a lot of people. Blah, 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 and you're just so. Blah, blah, blah. And then I look at one time, she's like, tears coming down her eyes. I go, oh, did I bite you? And she's like, no. And I'm like, oh my God, she's crying. And I'm like, what happened? Did I say something wrong? No, this is really sweet things you're saying.
They were sweet.
Yeah.
They were.
And then, I happened to have the ring nearby so I could just reach it.
Wow. Sex is sweet. It can be sweet.
Yep.
That's okay. It's a good story. All right. Let's move on to.
Let's ignore this next one.
Oh, you want to ignore Samuel's question?
For now. Because, wifey's here. I don't want that one to freak her out.
Why?
Oh. I think I freaked you out about this question because this is when. Let's listen to it and we'll see.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what it is. Let me preface this. I told a story in one of the podcasts about when I was 14,
mm-hmm.
and the lady next door would have me babysit her kids.
Oh boy!
And she was really hot, and I would go smell her panties and jerk off.
Wow!
But you would take the panties, right?
I take the panties.
I have to explain.
I had a stash of them between the wall and my bed that were just crusty and hard.
So is that where mine are?
You don't wear kidding. Panties. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think my reaction to that was more like. I think I have a fear. So when I lose track of underwear or anything, I think it crosses my mind. Like, cause I've
your husband's not stealing your
pants. No, well, I have a laundry room though. Maybe they don't have my own washer and dryer. So it's like, I feel like they could go missing. It's right. It could happen. So it's like,
yeah, but they want them dirty. They don't want them clean.
They could have taken them out of the washing machine. You never know.
Right.
You never know.
Some
so it's
creep,
just
like
it crosses your mind.
My husband.
but it's not even that makes me, pause about it. It's more that, I feel like I know how much my panties and my underwear cost, and it makes me angry.
Well, maybe you need to start buying cheaper panties.
I mean, you got a budget for creeps.
Yeah. Yeah, go cotton. We don't want cotton.
No cotton?
Nobody wants cotton. Yeah.
Okay, let's play the question because I have more questions.
I just didn't want to freak out my woman with my, but I'm glad we got this out.
That's normal.
Yeah.
It's normal for a kid to do that.
Yeah.
Did you at least jack off in socks?
No, I jacked off in the panties.
It's like a, what's the word? It's bougier. Yeah.
Because it was the silky feeling. I was like, oh, these feel so nice. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
All right. Let's.
And they weren't sexy, by the way. It was 1984, 85.
Oh, okay.
So these are like what big you would now bloomers. Call period panties.
Oh, okay. So they were like the high waisted.
Yeah, they were just, but they were silky. You know,
but they were silky. They were silky.
Yeah. All right.
Everyone can relate to wanting to better themselves in some way. So wouldn't it be great if there were a pocket-sized guide that helped you sleep better, focus better, act better, and be better? Well, there is such a guide, and it's called Headspace. And if you have 10 minutes to spare, Headspace can change your life. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. Overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has wind-down sessions their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations you can do with your kids. Look, it's a whole family affair. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. I prefer to be a relaxed person. I don't know if you know that about me. I'm pretty lazy. Or AKA relaxed. However you want to word it. Whatever it is, I don't like to get too amped up. So Headspace is really useful for keeping me at a level where I can be the best version of myself. And they guide you through the meditation so it doesn't feel as daunting as meditation often feels. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 6 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/Peters. That's headspace.com/Peters for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/Peters or go to headspace.com/Peters. I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Well, I think there might be actually more to answer. Let's let Samuel ask the question.
Right. Hey, Russell, man. Keep it coming, man. Love the podcast. This is Samuel from Vancouver. Cannabis, I gave you my CD a long time ago. Anyways, I just wanted to ask you about the podcast when you were talking about your neighbor's panties jizzing on them. Did the neighbor's mom ever come out and call you on that and whatever happened with all that? Anyways, love the podcast, bro. Keep it going. Peace.
You know, the neighbor never actually mentioned it ever. My parents found the stash of them beside the bed.
You didn't tell that part of the story, did you?
Yeah, I don't know if I did. My parents found the stash of panties beside the bed. There was the panties, and then there was, like, porno magazines.
Sam asks like he's asking for a friend.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. How'd you get out of this?
Did you get away with it? Yeah.
And my parents were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was so embarrassed. And I think they kind of let me off the hook because they were just like, are we going to just embarrass this guy and ruin his life? No, they were like, don't do that. That's all they said. Don't do that.
Did you tell them where you got them from?
No. Are you crazy?
So they probably didn't want to know.
What are these? I go, underwear? Why are they dirty? I'm like... but, you know, I'm really happy that my parents never really made a big deal out of it because it would have scarred me for life.
But it's a normal thing for young boys that age to figure it out. Like, they're like, oh, have a boner walking...
Yeah, you are a walking boner at that age.
Yeah, like, it's true. You know, what are they supposed to do with it?
Yeah. No, they made boys in my high school wear Speedos for swimming, and I always felt really bad for them. Because
I had to push them up, push them.
Yeah, because sideways. Like,
but here's the thing. I was talking about this with some dudes last night, because I like to go in my pool in my underwear, because mm-hmm. my underwears are more,
comfortable.
They're more jockey-ish. So I find it more comfortable when I wear my underwear in the pool. And then I realize that's why Speedos exist, because they're easier to be in the water with than the board shorts or whatever, because they grab your leg and slide up and down. And
yeah.
And I was like, but I'm still not going to go to the beach and put on a fucking Speedo because of the comfort of it.
Please
I'll do it in my backyard in my underwear, but I'm still not going to buy a pair of Speedos. And if nobody's home, I just go buck ass naked in the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why they wear, I don't know if it's because of comfort, but, athletes wear.
Ergonomic.
Yeah, it makes sense. There's nothing getting in the way or pulling you back.
Yeah, it will speed you up.
Speed you up. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Courtney's like, I will not ever sit in this pool again. That's the face she gave.
Yeah. Oh, no. Did I? Wow. No, I
haven't gone naked in the pool in a long, long time. My son loves to go naked in the pool, but we had to stop it because... This guy, my son would sit in the little shallow end on his naked butt, and then he ended up getting a rash on his butt. I was like, oh, my God. And it wasn't like I put him in there naked. He kept taking off his diaper and his trunks. He was like, I don't want it on. But then his mother sent me a picture of him with a whole fucking bathing suit with the long sleeves and the life vest guard and everything. And I'm like, how'd you get him in that? I put him in anything. He's like, he fights me out of it. I tried to put a floaties on him. I'm like... I have to. I stay with him the entire time in the pool. I don't leave him alone at all for a second. And he likes to hang on to me in the pool and just walk around with me. So he's a very sweet boy.
I feel like who would be, you know, who would find it offensive or like they wouldn't get in a pool because a cute, adorable baby was naked in the pool or because anyone was naked in the pool. It's not, I don't judge
Listen,
that.
Listen, I've been to hedonism, so naked in a pool is at least
naked in the pool is fine.
You know what, though? I went to hedonism.
Talking about Russell being naked in the pool.
That's okay. That's okay.
Years ago.
Okay for me.
Years ago, 16, 17 years ago, I went to hedonism for New Year's. And that's there's the nude side and the prude side. And there's nobody on the prude side. Because we went to dinner, and it was like, hey, nice to meet you. Where were you? We didn't see you all day. I was over there. You're on the prude side? There's nobody there. I go, I know. I go, where is everybody? They go, where were you guys? I didn't see any of you guys. We're on the nude side. And I'm like, oh. And then I walked in, and I had my shorts on. They go, so you can't have any clothes on. I'm like, what? So I dropped my shorts, and I was buck-ass naked in front of all these random people. But nobody cared because there's guys with tiny micro dicks on them over there.
But they were like, wow, he has his own floaties.
Yeah. I was in my 30s. They weren't as big then.
Oh.
So I went in the hot tub that everybody's in, and people are fucking in the hot tub blowing each other. It's really wild. And then I remember the next day, my back broke out so bad. From the nasty ass cum water I was in.
Ew.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
see
it's why I don't sit in jacuzzis. Mm. We were in Cabo. He's like, come sit in the water. Nope. I'm not sitting.
Yeah, but
in
they
that.
Weren't fucking in that one.
It doesn't matter. I won't do it.
Yeah, I guess that's, you know what? You just opened up a new fear, a new phobia for me.
I won't. I'll sit on the edge, have my feet in it, but even that's too long.
you know, when her and I went to Cancun last year, we were in the pool, and I don't know why I had to pee so much that day. I just kept pissing in the pool. And I was like, babe, come here. She's like, what? I go, hug me. And so it would look like we're talking, but I'm peeing at the same time. And she's like, oh my God, I could feel it. I'm like, eh.
But we were a little courteous. We went to the other side of the pool.
Yeah, we wouldn't do it. Like, say we were floating, standing right beside you. We'd be like, oh, let's look at the ocean. We'd walk over to the other
far
end. And we'd hug each other and look like we're talking, but I'm like, okay, let's go back. Because I don't want to be swimming in my own pee. I'd be like, we're trying to swat the pee away, you know what I mean?
Nasty boy.
You nasty boy. You nasty. Hold on, my helicopter's coming. That's the Indian helicopter. Her, you know what her and I do in bed at night?
What?
We play fucking Candy Crush.
No, he plays. I just hold.
No, we play together.
He takes over.
We play together because she'll go, oh, that one. I'll go, yeah, right. I didn't see that. And I'm like, oh, that one.
And then you'll tell me.
We're a good team. We're a good team at it.
Yes, we are.
And then we'll do a move. And as we end it, I go.
Or if I want to do a certain move, he'll say, what, baby?
I'm like, wait, you just wait. You have to wait. You cannot just rush in. You have to wait.
Perfect. All right. Well, he'll be really excited to hear that.
Yeah, I'd love to have him on.
Yeah, I'll send you both. There's requests that come in like that I've started too, but
and let's also get these people. Come on, people. Let's get your questions up. You know, just ask me whatever. I'm not so private. Why won't just answer a question? You know what I mean? I'm not that guy. I've never been that guy. I mean, I am what I am. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
And you can be guarded certain times, but I'm not really that guarded.
Right. I mean, I think that we just, this is the first one, and that usually gives people an idea of what to ask. Like, a lot of people, you just don't want to be the first.
Yeah.
You were, babe, this is your first time. This is my first time ever being on a podcast with a woman I'm involved with.
Wow.
Thank you.
And you're the only woman I'm involved with. And
better be.
And you will be the only woman I will be involved with till the day I die now. So quite excited about that. Not the day I die, but I mean.
At least 35.
Wait, 35.
Isn't it? Isn't that what we said?
I'll be 86 years old.
Yeah, okay. Well, you got at least 35 years for me.
So you want me to get 86 to hit 86?
No, I want you more than that, but you have to give me a minimum of 35 years together.
Damn, okay. I'll go to the shot.
He says with
what
a cigar in his mouth.
Yeah, are you saying after a couple of years you want to tap out and go somewhere else?
No, I don't want to go anywhere else. Just calm the fuck down, woman.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying 35 years. I don't know that I want to live that long is what I'm saying.
If I'm here, you will be.
If you're here, I'll stay alive. How about that?
Okay.
Just don't go anywhere.
You don't either.
If you die, I'll whoop your ass.
I won't. Don't worry.
Good.
All right.
This was Russell and Allie on this episode of Culturally Canceled. Hey, thanks for listening, guys. I really hope you enjoyed the conversation. If you like the podcast, be sure to rate it and review it on Apple Podcasts so more people can find out about it. And if you're negative, keep your bullshit to yourself. And follow us on Instagram at Culturally Canceled and Culturally RP on Twitter. We're also on YouTube if you want to see what happens in my backyard and want to get a sneak peek. You can probably, I know you're going to zoom in and sneak around in the background. I know what you people do, perverts. There's nothing dirty back there. It's just my house. Also, we have a phone line now, so call and leave a message. You can ask me about hip-hop, parenting, food, boxing, relationships, comedy, whatever the hell you want to ask me about. You can ask me about shit I don't even know about. I'll just try and answer the question. But it'll be fun. So if you want to leave a message, the phone number is 424-666-1983. That's 424-666-1983. Until next week, you be you and I'll be me and we'll be each other. And let's just love each other and have a great time.
Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.